Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Katie Miner with ADAC. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, before we get too far into things, Katie, can you share a little bit about ADAC? What does that stand for, and how are you serving folks?
So ADAC is the Atlanta Decorative Arts Center, and it's essentially a shopping mall for interior designers. It's made up of ADAC and ADAC West, and we have more than 500,000 square feet of the Southeast's largest collection of luxury furnishings, and it's for residential, hospitality, and contract projects. And we have 50 showrooms and 25 design offices, and it's essentially the design destination for interior designers and design enthusiasts and clients throughout the entire Southeast region.
Right. So I've had the chance to go in there in the past, and it's amazing. Like, it's kind of like a mall, but it's for the right business folks, not for the consumer, right?
Well, it is for the client. So there was a common misconception that ADAC is only open to interior designers, which it was for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. But in 2012, we opened to the public so that anyone can come in and shop the showrooms and touch and feel the product, you know, sit on the chair or the sofa, see the light fixture you're interested in person. But the purchasing is still transacted through the interior designer because a lot of the items are so customized. There's many different options. It's unfinished products like wallpaper or fabric. And so you really want the expertise of the trained interior designer to assist in the purchasing part so that there are no mistakes made, because that could certainly be costly. And then we do have the 25 design offices at ADAC that are located on site. So if you needed the assistance of an interior designer, we do have that service available.
Right. So a person, so they can come in kind of unaccompanied to kind of browse around as the showroom, and then, but they would just kind of take pictures or write notes and then give that information to their designer in order to, you know, take it or buy it.
Yes, that's typically how it works. And it just allows the client to, you know, come in and see what all is available to them to decorate the home. I mean, there's so much great product at retail, but you really can't even imagine until you get into ADAC how much more there is available to you to decorate the home. And so, you know, when we were closed to the public, it was just sort of this shield, and the client could only go in with their interior designer, and there was this mystery behind it. But ever since we opened our doors to the public and allowed anyone to come in without credentials, just to at least shop around, then they're able to really understand how much there is available to them to decorate their home, maybe even see things that they want. Sometimes they may even get overwhelmed and say, hand it off to their interior designer to say, go ahead. We do have some showrooms that can sell to a consumer. We have like a bedding showroom at ADAC West. It's most of the showrooms that are located at ADAC West, or the kitchen showrooms can work with an end user directly. But other than that, it's mostly customized product that needs to, you really want the expertise of the designer to help you through the purchasing.
Now, what about the international market centers? How does that fit into what you're doing? Because isn't that in the same kind of vicinity?
It is. So IMC International Market Centers is the parent company to ADAC, as well as America's Mart, Las Vegas Market, and they own many buildings in High Point, North Carolina, that are part of the High Point Market. And in 2018, IMC purchased ADAC and our sister property, America's Mart, located downtown. And they do more of the wholesale trade show side of the business, although, you know, High Point Market obviously services both interior designers and the retail.
And so that is there any kind of collaboration, or are they kind of separate entities? They just happen to be near each other?
There is collaboration because there are home floors and casual outdoor furniture floors at America's Mart. And so we often partner with America's Mart and do programming together or cross promote. Whenever they have their market, we're going to cross promote that, even run a shuttle in between our two buildings in order to help the interior designer just move between the two as easily as possible.
And do they have the same kind of philosophy in terms of letting consumers go in there without any kind of professionals so they can browse, or is it you need to kind of come in being accompanied by someone allowed in?
In the markets, which is in all three of the cities, in America's Mart, Las Vegas, and High Point, you have to have credentials and be a buyer because of the fact that so much of the product there, they have gift and apparel at America's Mart, and it's really meant for retailers. Interior designers can also purchase and resell, so that's why they are allowed in, but you would have to be with your designer in order to go into any of those properties.
So now, how has the business shifted in light of COVID? Has things changed in terms of, I'm sure there's all the safety precautions, but has the business noticeably changed?
Well, it's interesting. We learned during this time that designers and architects have not stopped working, and really that design doesn't stop. It was a sort of a phenomenon for us. And since people are at home right now, they're not taking as many vacations, and so they're using that money towards improving their home and creating an experience within their home. It's sort of this nesting phase that people are going through now that they're at home so much. So that was, you know, very interesting for us to discover over these last 7 months. But when it all began 7 months ago, our building did close for about a month to designers and clients. And showrooms had to quickly pivot to offering tailored services, which might include pulling memos and samples for contactless pickup at outside of our building, or product introductions by Zoom. And they also enhanced their digital presence, their websites, and showing product online when they couldn't do it in person. But since then, I mean, we've been open for the last 6 months, and our showrooms have opened their doors to in-person shopping again, you know, with new protocols in place. And we developed those protocols along with the IMC task force, which was designed to develop protocols across all of our properties. And it's, you know, guidelines on this. You know, you have to wear a mask, you have to have your temperature checked when you walk into the building. And then anytime you're in a showroom, you have to have a mask on. And some of the showrooms have their own protocols. They might require gloves if you're handling fabric or wallpaper. But it's typical for, you know, any business right now and what's required.
Right. So now that's the way we do things now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Especially in the, you know, it's essentially sort of a retail environment, and right, that's what's required in retail.
So now talk about your backstory. How'd you get involved with ADAC, and what was your kind of, is this like a dream job for you?
Of course. I began working at America's Mart 22 years ago, showing my age there, in a very entry-level position. And I just worked my way up through trade shows. I leased and managed the outdoor category, and then leased and managed the home category. And while I was doing that, we opened a design floor within the home category. And a couple of years later, that led me to ADAC in 2012 when they needed a general manager. And, you know, my background is really more of the overseeing the business. I run the P&L. So I have a team of 17. You know, there's people that oversee that are in operations. They run the building every single day. We have a whole marketing team. We've got a leasing team. So I oversee all of those teams, but I'm really more the business side and overseeing, you know, just making sure that it's successful. And it's, you know, certainly been an unprecedented time. We've had to learn to be incredibly nimble and flexible to adapt to this changing environment. We have some that are still working from home. Obviously, facilities are still here running the building every day, and, you know, making sure we have everybody's abiding by all of our protocols. But definitely a different business environment, but we're still going. It's going strong.
Now, has anything in terms of like maybe some of these virtual showings or using Zoom or some of these other technologies, do you think that any of those changes that people have had to adapt to are going to stick around and you'll be able to implement once the pandemic wanes?
Well, I think there's definitely going to be a combination of that. I mean, we were always known for our on-site events at ADAC, and that was just a great place for inspiration and learning. And since COVID happened, we had to quickly pivot to online programming, but it still remains educational and inspirational, and it allows us to still connect with our design audience and design enthusiasts for that matter. And we've had to enhance our social media campaigns. We've done Instagram Lives with designers or media and even some home tours with designers, so that's been a lot of fun. And I think some of this will remain that we've all realized that you have to come in and touch and see the products at ADAC. That will never, ever go away. You have to be able to sit on the sofa or the chair. It's just too expensive to not do that. But there are new ways through technology that our brands are learning that they can show the product and show new introductions, which is important for the designers in our region. We have a 10-state region. It's important for them to be able to see that throughout the year.
Now, are you finding that are people comfortable like coming from the other states into town and, you know, dealing with hotels and doing all the other logistical stuff that they have to now deal with?
Well, we service a 10-state region, and we have designers that throughout the year, you know, pre-COVID and during COVID, will come in from, you know, Nashville and Charleston and Charlotte and Birmingham. And that's you're able to drive in from that region. So that's been very good for us. The showrooms are seeing all of their out-of-town designers that are traveling in. And, you know, whether or not they're willing to stay in a hotel room yet, at least they can drive in, do their work, and if they have to leave. But the showrooms are telling us that they are driving in to see the product because they have to do it in person. You got to see the fabric in person.
Right. Well, that's the thing. In some industries, that's like you that's non-negotiable. Like you said, no one's going to spend $10,000 on a chair without sitting in the chair. Right.
Exactly. I mean, and some trust their designers, but a lot of clients, they want to come in and sit on it themselves.
Right.
And make sure that it fits them.
Right. So now is it, what are some of the things you're doing for the folks that have space there? Because they have some challenges too, I would imagine.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
The folks that have space that are housing all of the stuff mm-hmm. that designers are seeing, are there things that you've had to do to help them kind of weather the storm?
Well, we were really lucky through this entire period because of the fact that so many designers had work. In fact, we're hearing from designers now, they're busier in some cases than they've ever been because so many people are at home. So yes, I mean, we still treat this business like a family run business, but it was, you know, with the Portmans over 60 years ago, but they really were able to weather the storm just much better because people are at home. They're looking at their four walls. They're looking at the rooms that they're working in, that they're, you know, that they're sitting in, and they want to make the changes. And we also have people that are, because they're not traveling, maybe they're investing in second homes, or maybe they're working from home entirely now. And so they want to do that from a second home, a lake house or a beach house. And so they're investing in those places. So it's been very interesting to see how, and this is, you know, COVID has been a terrible thing to go through, but for our industry specifically, it is, it's actually, we've had more business as a result.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, I can go into the showroom as a lay person. I can't go into IMCs as a lay person. I can go with a buyer, but for ADAC, I can go and browse without anybody else, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, you just walk in any of our doors and, of course, following the protocols and going into the showrooms and, you know, just you can browse through all of the product. You know, there are some showrooms that may be appointment only. And on our website, it lists that. That was really more so in the beginning when everyone was just getting you know, understanding the protocols and what we needed to do. So most showrooms don't even require appointments, but the few and far between that do that are maybe some fabric showrooms that are still going by appointment. Everything else is.
And then what's the website?
It's ADAC Atlanta, ADACAtlanta.com.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Once again, it's ADAC Atlanta is the website, ADACAtlanta.com. You can learn more there. You can see which showrooms are by appointment or the ones that are open. And I'm sure it has all their hours and all that, right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.